You got three things in life when you're born. What your mama tells you, what the streets teach you, and what the future holds. Which no one knows. That's the one you got control over.
Way more chemical than political. PTSD from what I wait on the digital. It was snowfall and Reagan gave me the visual. Obama opened his doors knowing I was a criminal.
Welcome, 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 listeners. We're trying something new here at Realville Media. Snow School, Snow School 101. At Snow School 101, we're going to review the popular, critically acclaimed Snowfall series that's coming on FX. I'm joined here by a couple of my guys from Realville Media. You know them from the On Deck TV podcast. I have Animal Brown.
Hey, man, holler at your boy Animal underscore Brown if you're looking for me.
M Extra, what it do?
It's your boy M Extra Money Bags, M Extra 3 on all things social media.
I appreciate you guys joining me here for Snow School. So just to let the listeners know, those of you who watch Snowfall, this is going to be some conversation, discussion, theory, a little bit of recap. We ain't really in the recap business. We're more about giving you our opinions and going over the show and theorizing about what's going to happen and making some predictions. That's what we're going to do. So for, like I said, those of you who are familiar with the On Deck TV podcast and this trio, we're trying something new here. We're going to put this in this feed. For those of you who found us through Snowfall, take a listen. Maybe you'll like what you hear. Maybe you'll like what we've developed here as far as our going back and forth and discussing stuff. So we're going to get this a try. Let us know what you think. I'm going to start with the intro here and give you the breakdown of how we got here. Season 1 and 2 we did not cover. We're just now stepping into this with Season 3. Season 1, we basically had Franklin discovering the plug. He went from a little weed man to a cocaine kingpin when he
Bird
met
man.
Tough, when he met our boy Reed. Reed, a.k.a., what's his real name? Y'all know? Nobody? Y'all fill in the first one? Teddy.
There you go.
Young Teddy. So he met Teddy in the first season, found the plug. He stopped selling weed, started selling coke, learned how to rock the coke up, had the recipe. Franklin became the big dog. Season 2, Franklin's operation is booming. Got a little mishap, got in jail. Teddy got him out of jail through his CIA connections, and we're where we are with Season 3. Of course, I left a lot out, but like I said, this is not a recap show. We're assuming that you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
So here we are in Season 3, guys.
Quick question, though. Hold
on. Yes, yes, yes.
Which season did y'all prefer, Season 1 or Season 2?
I like Season 1.
Okay.
I like Season 1 more. What about you?
I like Season 2.
You like Season 2 more?
Yeah.
Season 2 was better.
Yeah, he faced, you know, I like it because he was faced with adversity.
He was.
And he hung in there and came out.
I'm a sucker for details. I like the meeting Reed. I like him setting up the whole network and going from the come up story. I preferred that. Season 2 was, it was good. I ain't knocking it. I think this is 3 for 3 so far, even with just 3 episodes in as far as the 3 seasons. Just to give a little background on Snowfall, you know, this is loosely based on Rick Ross. Loosely.
Don't tell Rick Ross that.
I mean, he consulted for Season 2. Yeah. Season of Child.
Okay, because like, yeah, he was consult.
He's real season, Rick Ross.
Free the real Ricky Ross. Ross. Yeah. So Season 1, they couldn't come to an agreement. When I say they, I mean John Singleton, the late great. So RIP to him. But they couldn't come to an agreement as far as the role that Rick Ross would play or how loosely it would be based on his life. But in Season 2, they did reconcile their differences, and they came to a point as to where he was a consultant on the show for that season. So that might be why y'all prefer that season. We keep talking about Franklin. There is Lucia of the Mexican cartel. Is she trying to establish herself? What do y'all think about Lucia throughout the first 2 seasons, just to do a little recap before we get into Season 3?
I was cool with her, and that's my problem with, well, not, okay, I'm not gonna say problem because Season 1 was dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I prefer Season 2 just a little bit more, because the 3 storylines that were separate on Season 1,
right,
I cared infinitely more about Franklin's storyline than the other two. But then when they kind of tied them all together on Season 2, it made me give a shit about Lucille and the Mexican cartel and the police officer dude. That's when I started to care a little bit
about why they, because it was a whole point in Season 1. You're like, why are they here?
That's what I'm saying.
Because primarily, I think us as black dudes, we walk away with it like Franklin is the main character of the story. But in, I would say, the vein of The Wire, you have more than one main character. Franklin, we get to see it from his perspective a lot, but we also get to travel with Teddy as he go out there with the Nicaraguan Contras and see how he did all of the shit that he did to even keep the operation going. So that's a little something that I wanted to get into before we started on, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Do you guys see Teddy as a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
He's definitely a bad guy in your eyes.
Yeah.
What you think?
Yeah, I mean, technically he's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Who poses as he thinks he's doing good work.
Right.
But he's definitely a bad guy.
What is he doing that's good? What would he think that he's doing that's quote-unquote good?
He think he's saving the country.
Right.
He's thinking by getting his drug money and giving it to the side that we want to win as far as the U.S., then we're going to save the democracy and further the U.S. rule. So he fighting for the U.S., he believes.
Okay. America.
If that means putting niggas out there on crack, then he's all for it, Teddy. I personally think Teddy's a bad guy. Teddy did a whole lot of shit that we kind of would gloss over just because he's a big, bad shoot-him-down dude. The nigga, he killed... season one, he basically killed the chick.
Yep.
He then found out about all the chicks that died up there between his first dude that he was giving the work to. He hid that. Mm-hmm. So Teddy did a lot of shit. He done fucked over his brother, made his brother have a heart attack.
Yeah, it was petty.
Dipped on him. So like Teddy's like a path of destruction. Not to mention his baby mama dipped on her.
True.
When she left him, but you know, he couldn't get right and she wasn't trying to be a part of it. And they brought her back in season three.
Yeah.
All right, a little bit though, back to Lucille. I know we're all over the place, but like I say, with the horizon, we're just giving you content for the show. Do y'all think Lucille's dead?
I do.
You think she's dead? Because they said in the show she's dead. I read her Wikipedia, and it
shout
definitely
Wikipedia,
says she's still on there.
Yeah, child. Yeah, no. I think she's dead.
Okay.
I think they're chasing a ghost. Mm. If she isn't dead, we'll probably know in the next two episodes. If not, they don't need to draw it out no longer than five, whether she's dead or not.
The first three, I feel like it was a cool cliffhanger to wonder, like, where is she? But yeah, episode four.
Right, we're still wondering.
Yeah, we need to see what's going on.
Yeah, I think she still might be alive as well because it's just too much of a mystery. We didn't see a climax to her character at the end. It was kind of like left up for interpretation.
And I tell you why. I say that to lead into my thoughts about Oso. He's just not a strong enough character to hold his own, so she got to come back. Like, even now, that's when true. He with her mom, like, the mom is, like, she leading the show. She telling him what to do. Like, you supposed to be the drug dude. I'm, like, supposed to be the old mom just with the route in the cars. Like, you supposed to be telling me what's going on. And he took direction from her up until it was the point of him having to kill the police officer, which he would not do.
Exactly.
So
the mom is the savage.
He's not that smart.
Mom a beast. You don't think he's that smart also?
He's not. I don't want to say he's just big and dumb, but Lucille helped him out tremendously.
That's a fact.
In that department.
He's and muscle.
Even when they recruited him, her and her cousin recruited him, remember, they recruited him to kill somebody in the cartel and be the dumb muscle. He was supposed to go in, rob a house, and not ask any questions, ended up killing somebody, and it ended up getting back to them. So they had to do a lot more bullshit in order to stay afloat. So I don't think is a strong enough character. I do like the mom's role. I think she my mom's about that life. She did what she had
clearly.
To do. Yeah, tough. She made sure that they didn't get stuck out there by going to get the cop. Tough. Mama beast. She went and got the cop. She made sure that they were able to get out of it. Do y'all think Oso should have popped the cop?
I was just about to say. I think the mom was disappointed that he didn't pop the cop.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And even though ain't nobody coming out there to get him, you know, like they thinking this 40 miles away from anything, so ain't nobody going to be out here for a while. We take the radio. I guess he going with Walt.
I mean, he's the big muscle dude, but he really doesn't want to put in work like that if he doesn't have to.
Facts.
He's not a killer like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's a soft spot.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's got some morals, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
back against the wall, though, then you know, he may do some shit, but he ain't trying to kill no innocent cop like that.
He ain't have no problem at the end, and we'll get into that more
for sure.
Later. All right, so let's get to the main story, what we're here for, Franklin. Franklin, Leon, and the whole crew, they over at Jerome's jamming spot, and they putting together their next plan or whatnot of how they going to be distributors now, right?
Right.
Which means they ain't rocking up nothing no more. They just getting all big boy work, and they selling it to the other dealers. Do you think this is a good move or a bad move by Franklin going into the wholesale business?
Yo, Franklin, first of all, I'm tripping on Franklin's kind of come up, so to speak. Like, mm-hmm. He's on the private jet. He got the suits. He's getting real comfortable with that high life, with that big timer life.
Mm.
So when his plug tells him, yo, this is the way, and he see how he's living, mm-hmm. then I understand why he would think, okay, let me listen to my OG. Mm-hmm. Let me listen to, you know what I'm saying, somebody whose opinion I respect. But then, and then, of course, we find out later in episode 3 that he's in his own, like, bullshit. Mess.
And that's what we're going
to
get into.
So it's like, do you listen to him? Right. Or do you keep nickel and diamond on small time level?
Well, yeah, I think it's smart to go the wholesale route. It's less risk involved.
True.
And on the whole, on the dime to dime, on the day to day and hand to hand, he has a dumb bunch of young crew that puts him in jeopardy.
Yeah, Franklin ain't really got the manpower to be nickel and diamond like the Barksdales or on the Wire. But
never exactly. seen it.
Oh my god!
What?
This is a whole conversation for another day. But
that's Animal Brown,
right? So I think going into wholesale, it is bright for Franklin. My problem is this: you mentioned it about him being on the Jets and him talking to Javi and being able to figure stuff out. Are we giving, or is the creators of the show, are they giving Franklin a little bit too much leeway about how smart he is? Are we supposed to believe that Franklin is this smart?
Yeah, absolutely.
Javi been in the game for a minute.
It's a story.
Of course, it's a movie. But we're speaking realistically here. Do you think as a young man just getting into the game, is it believable for you that Franklin is that smart?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what he's been billed as from the beginning. He's always kind of been the Diana Ross of his crew.
That's right.
He's the bright star.
Diana Ross.
Even, yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, even when he was selling the weed at the beginning. And
yeah, he was always 10 steps ahead of everybody.
Exactly. He's been the standout. So this plays into the character and makes sense. It's not a stretch. Mm-hmm. Now, if Leon started pulling big boy capers moves.
I'll start watching.
Yeah, it'd be over. Show be done.
Basically the Terminator, though. So, I mean, I believe that, too, because even how we were introduced to Leon, if you guys remember, it was Leon was just getting out. They had stole the money from Franklin. Leon had to find some people that would go help Franklin get the money back, and we all know what happened from there. I was almost out of there on that episode. I ain't need the rape of little buddy that stole the money from Franklin.
I thought that was funny. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I like the graphic.
That was a rough watch.
The graphic nature of that.
I did, too.
I'm not afraid. I like.
Said, nah, he ain't jacking him up.
Yeah, I like director. Dog and little buddy push the envelope.
I agree.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that. Now that I look back on it, I'm not mad at it. I just was scared that they were going to focus too much on it. But they didn't. They left it where it was. It was what it was.
Pulp Fiction, like.
Yeah, that was very graphic. But with that being said, Javi strolls up to the guys as they're plotting, talking about going into wholesale, Franklin laying out the deal for him. Javi ready to take Franklin to the bank. Javi ready to take Franklin to the bank. M extra plan. We'll be well. So he's ready to take Franklin to the bank. Franklin wasn't necessarily ready. He has to go grab the money, but he did bring this up to Javi before. Franklin has a problem. We heard it when he was talking with his mom about buying the units as far as the getting into the real estate. Like, Franklin needs to be able to find something to do with the money. He's trying to wash the money. So he brings this problem to Javi, and Javi says he can help him, and Javi has helping him in a way of, all right, we're going to go over here to the bank's offshore, and I'm going to show you how to do this. Popped up on Franklin. Yep. All right, let's go. Now, if you're Franklin, are you riding? Like, is it, all right, go grab the $1.5 million, let's go to Columbia right now, or do you need some, like, time, like a heads up? How y'all handling that situation?
Again, Franklin is one of the sharper knives in the bunch. Like, he True. Can handle himself and any curveballs that are thrown his way, and he has confidence in that. Now, that may end up being his downfall at some point, but for right now, he's quick on his feet when it comes to that. He's not necessarily worried. He probably should be, but blame it on youth or, you know, ignorance. But he's not worried, and he's rolling with it, man, because he figures if he gets caught in a snag or back into a corner, he can think his way out of it.
And that's fair. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that Franklin is arrogant, but I do think that
he's getting there.
You're right. I was about to say he's definitely getting there.
To the point where he's
interaction with the cop.
100%. But I don't think he's there yet. He's still to a point, like you said, where he's thinking stuff out and taking into consideration. So, MX, would you have went with Javi? You taking your 1.5 on the meal with Javi like that? Because you could tell Javi was in a – that's why I asked. You could tell he's in a bad spot.
Clearly.
Right? Yeah. He went over to the crib last time. Javi ain't shaved. Well, niggas out there with Uzis. Yeah. Like, he clearly – is not in a good place.
Well, Franklin is very observant in that respect, and he knew something. He was prepared. I mean, you can see he knew something wasn't completely right, but he also knew he had to get his money off. So he was prepared, and he went out there and he made a smart decision.
All right, so before you even say this, I know this is a TV show, so they have to do this, but Wouldn't it had it been easier for Javi, as he sees how smart Franklin is? He's already given him the benefit of the doubt a couple of times. He know how Franklin is moving. Explain the situation before we hop on this plane, and maybe he gives you the $1.5 million, and as opposed to you getting charged 6%, you get charged 3%. Can't Javi do that?
Well, we don't know.
I would expect him to have a greater Avi. Excuse me. I'm making sure he's writing his name down and telling me. I would expect him just to have more trust for Franklin. I figured that he would have been able to tell him and been like, hey, this is what's going on, as opposed to getting me over
here.
Hell no. Nah. He knew, alone for 5 days.
No, that was the whole point. He knew somebody like Franklin was not going to go at all if he would have told him everything.
Franklin knew
something was up,
right?
But he didn't know what was up.
Right.
But and Avi knew if I told him that I'm in debt and I need to pay these people off, he wouldn't have gone.
If the guy that introduced me to the plug comes to me and be like, hey, bro, look, they're going to kill me if I don't come up with 1.5. I'm not sure if you got it or not, but if you could help me out, I would be forever grateful. I'm going to help him out. I'm not going to be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
in a perfect world, people would be that transparent. But
right,
just
right.
Not
true.
How, even
okay.
on TV,
that's not
how
people are.
Got it. Okay, that's true. All right, so
that wouldn't have been realistic.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been. I mean, especially not for Avi's character.
Right.
That was how I was thinking of it. So you don't have to go through all these circles and hoops. But they get over there to wherever, where they in Costa Rica, Colombia, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So they get over to Colombia. They stay in the hotel. Avi clearly is stringing Franklin along. Franklin starts to wonder what's going on. And he meets a chick. What y'all think about the chick that Franklin met over there?
Yo,
smart.
I know, but look though, I had one of my homeboys say that this was too Hollywood.
What do you mean?
Like him meeting the chick on the same night, and her happening to the one person that knows English really well, and she just also was down to help him out. It was just real convenient, very Hollywood like.
She wasn't down until after she got that dick. That's what she said.
That's the truth. And I would have to assume what we would do here is we give Franklin a bit. Franklin's smart, so Franklin might have just finessed them panties off of her.
Right.
And that's
then
like
he might have been able to run some good game on her. But I do see what your Hollywood, what your friend's saying about Hollywood as well. But I buy into it, because what I feel like Franklin does, or what we don't get to see on screen, is him laying the groundwork for the chick, for even to pick up the bait.
Well, that's true.
Franklin's smooth. I feel like he was able to do that. And like you guys said, we knew coming into this that he had to figure a plan B out immediately.
That's a fact.
Because Javi acting funny, and I'm over here with $1.5 million in cash. I don't know anybody. I got to figure something out. Do y'all think he should have took maybe Leon or Cuz with him or something like that?
Absolutely not.
What about Auntie? Auntie can go anywhere with me.
You need Auntie to run the fort.
Yeah, she got
to
make sure.
See what the fuck happened.
She
got to
make sure
Leon,
those idiots ain't doing nothing. Done. Yeah, you're right. So he can't even take nobody with him and not worrying about everybody getting locked up.
Nah,
so, yeah,
bro.
That's true.
And he wanted to play it smooth with Avi. Because, you know, if you have other people, Avi's going to be like, oh, you don't trust me. You know what I'm saying? You have to, you know, respect your situation.
That's true. A fact.
That's a fact. All right. All right, so let's take a second away from that and go over to my man Reed Thompson, a.k.a. whatever his real name is. Him and his chick.
Teddy,
my fault. Him and Teddy. Teddy and his baby mama go over to find an airstrip. Teddy got to find a way to get the work back flowing. As of last season, they shut him down in the CIA, so he don't have the airstrip that he did have, so he got to go find another one. His ex-wife slash baby mama has been assigned to help him. She has an old contact out in the jungle somewhere, and he has a landing strip. But in order for him to get the landing strip, they got to take ayahuasca. I'm assuming that was ayahuasca, because that's the only, like, I learned that from Joe Rogan.
The what?
The tea?
Ayahuasca tea.
Oh.
It's like a mushroom type thing that makes you spaz out.
Would anybody ever take that in under any circumstance?
They have
the bag is involved.
They have they have a shaman that monitors you through it. I looked it up. Yeah, he monitors you through it. He gives you the correct dosage, and supposedly you get some life altering vision, and your life is never the same after you take this.
I don't want it.
This is what Joe Rogan said.
That sounds like the girl who I had the best sex with in my life.
No, my God.
He said this is Joe Rogan said this is better than
my life was altered. It was altered forever.
Did Joe Rogan say he took it?
Yeah, he's done ayahuasca.
No,
like,
fucking
yeah,
way.
Like some several white boys on there that went to the.
I was just
jungle
about to say, shout out to Duval. That's white boying.
Yeah, that's big boy white boying.
Yeah.
Going out to the jungle, taking some tea leaves or whatever it means.
But
it makes
that.
You hallucinate crazy, and it said it's supposed to change your life. So that's what they had. Now, after they took the tea and they went through the jungle, they fucked in the river. They got to a point where the guy who was leading the village out there that used to be CIA, he takes Teddy away from his ex-wife and he shows him the landing strip. Did you guys take anything away from her plug not necessarily showing her where what they came out there for and showing it to Teddy?
Yeah, that was interesting. And I'm not gonna lie, that they're making me less interested again in the side plots. Mm-hmm. I think Franklin's plot is money. Right. I'm here for that all day, every day, twice on Sunday.
True.
This little side plot, bro, like, I don't like the hallucinating drugs and let's have sex on the fucking rocks.
Shit was fire.
Nah, I thought that shit was kind of, I was just ready for it to get over with, bro, and to get back to Ivy and Franklin, to be honest with you. This plot right here is doing nothing for me.
I think it has to happen, though.
It does. It does
because
have to happen.
Because everything funnels through that.
We don't know how they're going to get the work in, and that was a whole meeting with, and I want to go back to just a second. When Reed and Franklin met, and Franklin was like, well, I thought you were immune to all of this when he told him the price was going up, right? Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Did anybody else take that as odd how Reed responded to him? And he's like, I'll throw your black ass back in jail. Did that seem strange to you?
I didn't understand what was disrespectful about that.
Yeah.
It didn't seem strange to me because he's a white devil.
Well, of course that. But no, I mean, on a serious tip, he was like, well, what do you think? I'm immune to economics? Like, what was so offensive about him bringing that question to him? I didn't get that at all. And he was like, I'll throw your black ass back in.
I feel like he had to make sure Franklin, he senses Franklin has this aura and swag about him now. So I think that moment was a chance to check Franklin and let him know that he's still the man running things and he's not.
He wanted to clear Franklin's head.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm your right get out of jail free card. Yeah, I ain't your get out of jail free card, nigga. Like,
yeah, don't bite the hand that feeds you, motherfucker.
All right, so to that fact, the reason the work went up because they couldn't get it in the country like they used to.
Right.
So that plot line is conducive to how they're going to continue up the operation. I do agree with that, Amisha, but Animal Brown, I kind of agree with that, too. Like, they need to be more clear of why they are there. It took me two episodes of watching it to be like, oh, okay, this is what happened.
Right.
I even listened to another recap show, and they were like, well, the guy took them to the side and explained that they weren't alike and they weren't going to work in the relationship. And that's not at all what I got from the Chinese guy. I was getting him telling Reed, like, she ain't in this for the same shit that you in this way. You'll die for this. Like, all of this shit that you doing and how far you're willing to go to win this war, like, this is a job to her. That's what I took from this. What did you guys take from what he told her?
But what was the point of him giving them the tea, dude?
Like, what was the point of that? He wanted to make sure that he could trust
them. Trust them. Yeah, it's all about trust.
So, like, the thought process is, when I give you this tea, it's supposed to open your third eye.
Yeah.
You know, the relative third eye. So, once you take this tea and your third eye is open, the next day when you come down, you should be able to explain to me what you've seen.
Right.
And by you explaining that vision to me, I will know if you're woke enough for me to show you this strip or if you like her. So I feel like that he told him the right thing when he asked him about the vision of what you've seen from the tea. He already knew about the other chick. That's why he wasn't even worried about her as far as the Chinese.
It's just film. Like any other. It's like a gangster film.
Initiation process.
Yeah, it's like you undercover or something. And they were like, shoot this motherfucker if you down.
And also, he really wanted to know
you
what
ain't no
it
cop
showed.
Jay Reed.
Yeah.
And like him, I feel like that this is a spiritual thing for them, like they said out there in the tribe that they were living in. So he wanted to know his feedback of what he seen when he hallucinating, kind of deciphered if that was going to help him trust him or not.
It don't make me care any more than that. I get it.
But do you think that what the Chinese guy was saying is he right spot on as far as with Reed? He willing to die for this and the other chick just in it for a job?
Reed is definitely serious about this shit. He top flight security right now.
Definitely willing to die for this.
Clearly. Yeah, he's dedicated.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so look.
Devoted.
They get the landing strip. Reed got what he came from. And then we go back over here to Javi. By this time, Franklin realizes something is wrong. And he, like we say, we talk about the Hollywood plot of him with the girl. He figures something out. Gets the money, takes the money to where we need it to be, allegedly. And we go back to Javi, and Javi is freaking out. Ivy is freaking out. We don't know what's going on or why he's so upset. At this point in time, did y'all think something was going to happen to Franklin? Did y'all think it was going to go different as far as just him explaining, all right, this is why I'm here? Did y'all think it was going to get serious and we're going to get rid of Ivy at this point, or it was just a hold up in the show?
I didn't think anything was going to happen to Franklin, no. It was just I think it did what it needed to do that scene where Ivy realized that Franklin has outgrew his tutelage. Mm. His tutelage.
He's just as smart as I am.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, wow, this motherfucker, I'm taking him for granted, thinking he's just some dumb black kid. Although I give him, Ivy thinks Franklin is kind of smart, but it wasn't until this episode he realized that Franklin was that nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Franklin is, yeah, I agree with you 100%. What you got over, bro?
No, I agree. I didn't think anything was going to happen to Franklin. I figured he would think his way out of the situation. Even though Ivy didn't really like the move that he did, he respected it, though.
Mm-hmm. Smart move by Franklin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's kind of kind of teach them in a way of how to move. So mm-hmm. I didn't, but I wasn't worried. I knew Franklin had that shit under control. If it's one person I'm not worried about on the show, it's Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. I was worried about him when he was in jail last season a little bit. I thought.
Okay, now there was a time to worry.
Right. All right. So
especially
cool.
when Leon, aka Omar Gooden from Baby Boy. Because that's who he reminds me of.
Damn, that's funny. That's got to be his brother.
A dwarf version.
That's what I'm saying. That's but funny. It gives me that same energy. You yeah. know what I'm saying? And he was sick when he was locked up on season 2. One of the better scenes, though.
Oh, man, that's a fact. All right, so he figures Javi out. Javi freaked out. He come to tell Javi the situation. Look, I found the chick. Javi, I found the chick. I found the money. Are we doing whatever we need to do on our end? You tell me why I'm really here. Javi tells him why he's really there. Franklin responds by telling him that if my people knew you did this, they would have killed you. So obviously Franklin is on a level as to where he feel like that you can't just be disrespecting me. And he's letting Javi know that. And I think leaving this situation, Javi is going to look at him as more of an equal as opposed to a I brought you up type of way. As you were saying, you guys agree?
Yeah, he's got to now because he did him a solid. He
and
bailed him out.
Me 1.5 million.
Oh yeah,
my nigga.
He bailed his ass.
6%. Ain't no going back after that.
6% every week.
Things will never be the same between them. After
that is a
but
fact.
Tell me if I missed something. Did Franklin end up bringing more than 1.5?
Yes.
Yeah, on purpose.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
He had more money.
That's
he
why
knew
I said,
something was up.
He's always 10 steps ahead. He always mm-hmm. knows. And that's what, I mean, he's savvy in that yeah. aspect.
That's what I thought. Okay. Because he did tell him. He told him you need at least 1.5 for these people.
Right.
So he ended up bringing a little bit more so he could kind of play with it.
Play okay. with the people and lend him some
Franklin
money.
Because 2 mil on the ass,
yeah, about 2 or
Franklin
3.
Going to get 2.5 cash is, that's crack air in the 80s, folks.
For real. Well, it's fluent in Guapanese.
Right, exactly. So, look, he got exactly what he needed from that. Javi got what he needed. So, Franklin got one up on him and an ace he can hold. And I feel like we're going to see that come out later this season where Javi going to come through and help him. So, now let's get to another part of the series, something else we can talk about and go in depth on. Let's man boy Wanda, his whole crew in that situation.
Boy, Melvin Gregg finally got a small role in something.
Who is that?
He's on the grind. He just started off as an Instagram comedian.
Really? Oh, man boy did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Congratulations to him, man. So look, man boy, a new kid on the block. He booming. He got the recipe from Wanda, Leon X. She and her sucking dick for Rock and fucking man boy for some strange reason. This is his gal.
She is like on like the prototypical TV crack fiend person.
She Chris Rock.
Like she's checking off all the boxes.
So
dude.
Were y'all confused about her relationship with man boy? Because I am. Cause she's talking about, like, is he keeping around for an asset, or did you think that she meant a little bit more to him than that?
No, the only reason she was around because she had the recipe.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you mean?
And he can smash.
You
and
think it was romantic?
I mean, man, boy, then he ain't really just come off like he was trying to get rid of her. He was playing a little close for me. If that was just a clucker that was around.
I mean, because she knew it down to a science.
All right. So once I get the recipe, you gone. But I don't need you no
it's
more.
It's still
you
harder.
Don't need you sucking dick in the hallway.
Let's think about Breaking Bad now. Like you can't just be like, hey, this is how you make that blue magic, that's and then all, thank you, that's it, and then all of a sudden you cook no
true
you but gotta crack, get it down
to be honest crack a little bit more easy to cook than meth but I see what you're saying
was he fucking her
yeah
she talked about it, well when they kicked out she told him they called him man boy because his dick was the size
oh
of
she might have just been
insinuated
trying to,
I, it didn't show, nah, they didn't show it in the show
no nah, I didn't nah, show it
oh,
in
okay,
the show
okay, I was about to say
yeah they just showed her sucking some other dude dick but
she was giving me I don't know if y'all remember Never Die Alone with
nope
DMX.
No. Skip.
Absolutely.
What?
Not.
The Donald Goins movie?
Yeah.
With Reagan Gomez DMX?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
That's, she was giving me Reagan Gomez vibes. With this, when she was dope.
The role,
cracked
the crack
out.
Role.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That movie was the shit. Are y'all crazy?
It was okay.
I don't know if the shit was.
What?
It wasn't the shit.
It was okay. So, y'all tripping. Back to Man Boy, which is one of the worst.
I'm thinking about Romeo Must Die. Which one was it?
Nah, hell no. Nah. No.
Romeo Must Die was good, though.
Well, now that was good.
Yeah, the tech guru billionaire DMX. I liked it. I was fucking with
that. Drag On was in that, dude.
Come on, guys. And he shook it. All right, back to Snowfall. Welcome back to Snow School. do you guys trust Man Boy? Do y'all think that he's just trying to make money? I feel like the show is being a little bit too obvious and trying to paint him as a villain. And that way they're going to hit us with the okie doke in maybe episode 7 or 8 as to where he helps Franklin out tremendously. Do y'all believe in that or do y'all think he just like, what? Because every time they come on, they play a little music, and they really want us to believe that he's a bad guy. But he's yet to do anything other than, like, even when his homeboys and his crew robbed Franklin them, he went and tried to make good on it. And he told them not to do it, and he gave them a nigga that was driving address.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's one of them situations where he wants to be Franklin. He wants to get on his level. So you don't really know how to look at somebody like that. You don't know how to look at them and say, is he just wanting to take my spot? Or is this an ally that I can maybe work next to a certain extent?
Right.
You never know. You're always going to be looking over your shoulder with a dude like, man, boy, he comes off as, I want to be that dude.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I think man boy gets it from a business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin realizes that he does want to make money. However, like you said, they do give us this feel that something is going to happen eventually between them.
Clearly though.
Yeah.
We know that's going to be a storyline.
I think that they're trying to fool us though, because if you take away what the director is trying to tell us with the music and the shots of how they take it, the writing is saying that Man Boy is actually an ally of Franklin. They told him to get rid of the junkie. He got rid of the junkie. Like I say, the people that tried to rob him, he told him who it was. He even came to him and said, look, I'm trying to make money.
Yep.
You don't want me in your territory. I ain't going to be in your territory. Like, if you walking down the writing aspect of it, then he's a friend of Franklin. I think that they're going to use that later on. He's going to be there to help him. All right, so Auntie, Leon get pissed off when he see Wanda in there sucking dick for rocks. He don't get into work, which Leon need to check himself for being so emotional. If you're going to be the shooter, you can't be that guy that's going to get emotional over your ex sucking a nigga dick in the crack house. But with that being said, he does it. Auntie got to go over there and make nice and deliver the work to Man Boy. Auntie tell Man Boy to get rid of Wanda. He does it, and Wanda tells him he has a little dick, and he proceeds to choke Wanda out because of that. that hit a nerve with
him. I have
him.
A complaint about that scene.
All right, let me hear it.
It was so blatantly obvious that he was not choking her, dude.
Yeah, it was.
That was really bad acting, dude. I was like, fam. Like, it was blatantly obvious his hands, there was space in between his hands and her neck. I could tell he's an Instagram dude that hasn't really acted for real.
That's funny.
When you say he's from Instagram, it makes all the sense in the world, bro.
Oh, just off that scene?
Yes.
He's been doing a decent job otherwise.
Now, he's been doing a decent job, but that was terrible. I was like, yo, I can see this is not legitimate. So that was trash. And also, why did she light the crack pipe up as soon as she got through arguing with, like, bro?
She need that hit, man.
She's a junkie.
Nah, bro.
It go like that for real, though.
I don't believe that.
A junkie is a junkie 365.
I don't believe that.
You see niggas do some crazy things with crack, man. I seen niggas jump off roofs.
That's crazy.
Yes, personally.
Shout out Franklin here we've got on the podcast. I seen
people pissing flood. Like, people would do
jump off roofs.
Yeah, people would do some crazy shit for crack.
This is East Nashville?
Yeah, south, but north and south. But
we don't do that out north.
With that being, yeah, very much, even more so out north than south, to be honest. She smart crack because she needed a little hit after that, man. Like, she had to calm her nerves.
She just got choked.
That's what I'm saying. That was.
All right, so that was that. So we got one more thing I want to discuss, and then we'll get into some predictions. Also, they finally make it to drop the work off. They get there. The snake DEA bitch is there. The one that set him up last season. He was supposed to get locked up. He was undercover with Lucille's cousin, playing like she was his wife, and that was the DEA agent to catch people up. And also runs into her as he's dropping off the work that he went all this way to bring. And when she opens the door, she walks off. He gives it a minute. He pulls the strap out. And does he shoot her or does he not? Y'all don't think he shot her?
I do.
I think she's dead.
I don't think he did.
Because did you see the preview for next week?
Not yet.
Preview for next week definitely said,
you
killed a DEA agent. Yeah. People are going to be looking for her. And then also said, well, you need to make sure nobody finds her.
Ah, that's petty then.
So
thank you, trailer, for blowing. That's like a trailer playing the best part of a movie.
Yeah, they should have left that out, because you know what? I didn't even really think of it as a cliffhanger until I watched a couple reviews and was listening to people ask, well, did he kill her or did he shoot her? I just took it for granted that he killed her because she was such a bitch.
Yeah.
And I didn't like her so much. I was so satisfied by the plot point. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he killed her.
So
yes.
She was in season 3 for 27 seconds?
Well, you...
it happens, man.
And she wasn't a DEA agent anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember, she
that.
Quit.
Caught herself going undercover. Then before that, in last episode, I do think she's dead because of the scene that she had with her old boss in episode two when she's telling him, hey, they're going to take this route and I'm going to be there and if you could have some guys there. And the whole time he's looking at her like, you dumb bitch.
Like, you need to be careful.
He's looking at her like, you dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. And I think for that reason that she's dead, and plus they have nothing else to do with her.
Yeah, she's deader than disco.
That's true. That makes sense, dude.
So
I've swayed my opinion.
So with her being dead, we're gonna have Teddy having to deal with that, and he got to tell his ex-wife about it. So that's episode 1, 2, and 3 in a gist, the Realville Media way, Snow School way.
Hold on.
All right. So what do you guys want to get to now? Tell me.
Before we wrap it up, I want to talk about what I like about this season so far. Because I am feeling it, even though I've named a couple of my complaints. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not fucking with the season. To go back to episode one, the cinematography on this show.
Yes.
The soundtrack to this show. And when you combine the two, it's fire. Mm-hmm. Like the opening scene with the police dude from Get Out, when he's driving down the block and they've got that sweeping shot of the palm trees.
Yeah.
With that People Make the World Go Round plant. Like that, like, listen.
The score is
A1.
Oh, man.
It's been that too. They have a very good way of juxtaposing like violence with music that you wouldn't think would fit that scene, but they just make it work, and that's one of my favorite aspects.
Yes.
Of this show, I just think the imagery with the music is crazy. I hope it doesn't lose that with Singleton not being with us. I hope it keeps that same tone moving forward.
Nice.
So yeah, that's one of my favorite things about this season so far.
All right, I'm gonna do a couple rapid fire things just to see where you guys stand on a couple things after the first three episodes, and then we will get into some predictions. All right, so far episodes three, you just spoke on the Animal Brown briefly. If you want to add more to it, you can answer here. Have the expectations been met so far for season three for you guys?
Three episodes
in? I
can't
see you guys shaking your head. You have to talk. It's a podcast.
This is true. Episode three, I'd say yes. What about you, M. Extra?
Yes. I think this season is shaping up to be quite entertaining and maybe one of the best.
Nice. All right. Season three. So far to date, three episodes in, your standout performer is me. I'm going to go with, I like what Leon doing, man. I like Leon bossing up, being the OG, though I'm scared that they making him a little bit too tough. And I feel like that's going to have something going to happen. But I like Leon right now. AB, what you got?
I like the cop, Andre. I like what the cop is doing. And I'm not going to go with the layup and say Franklin because that's a layup.
Yeah, I wanted to avoid
him. He's doing his thing, obviously. He's the most charismatic. I think he's killing that role. I can't think of the real actor's name. I apologize. But I think he's bodying that shit. I'm going to go Andre. I like what they've got him doing with him kind of dating his, well, not dating, but on and off dating his daughter. I like the scene where they had in the cop car where he was trying to tell him. He was trying to talk some sense into him. And so I like what they're doing with that character. I hope they don't, like, just make him disappear for a couple of episodes. I need him throughout. I need that to be a storyline throughout this season.
Damson Idris, that's Franklin's real name.
There we go. Yeah, I'm fucking with him.
The cop is cool, and I want to change mine, actually. I want to do a co-MVP. Auntie is most definitely one of my favorite characters, and I think she's doing her thing so far this season. She saved them from the old mistress when she had to do that, and then the whole interrogation with the police scene and shaking it on your boy.
Yeah.
And also just being able to go save the whole thing with Man Boy after Leon fucked up. So I'm going to go co-MVPs. And make sure who you got standout performer so far.
I'm going to go with Man Boy. It's a standout performer.
That ain't a bad pick.
You clearly follow him on IG.
No, I don't.
I don't. He must follow be him from Atlanta.
No, I don't. No, I just found out about it after I watched the show because I was like, he looked familiar. I seen him on skits.
Okay.
And then I did my backstory. Gotcha. So,
is that 22 Savage? That's not him.
No.
Okay.
That's funny though. All right. So, three episodes in, we're here at episode three. We don't really go scene by scene, but this is something I wanted to know from you guys. Any scenes, quotes, things maybe that stood out to you that are going to come back for the rest of the season? Anything that you see there as far as standout scenes, quotes, whatever it may be?
I thought the quote that Andre said to Franklin in the car. He said, quote, "Your business has gotten too big and now you're going to get exposed." And of course, they had the fire ass montage.
Oh my God, what he said. Your friends,
your fam, your mom.
That was hard.
He said, "You got your people doing your work for you." Yeah. And they were showing all the people, you know, pulling the capers and whatnot. I think that's going to, that was telling. That was clear foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm. Essentially, he was telling them, like, somebody going to fuck up. It might not be you. But somebody is, and you're going to be tied to it.
That's what happened to BMF.
Exactly. Somebody going to fuck up.
Somebody fucked up. Low on the totem pole.
Nah, yeah, Terry fucked up talking on the phone.
That too. But the murder, I see what you're saying. The foot soldiers was running it hot with the violence, and then that's what really blew it.
Standout scene for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go.
No, I thought that was dope, though, man. That was one of my favorite scenes of the season so far.
MX, a standout scene for you?
Moment?
Anything?
Yeah, when the... When his neighbor, aka the cop, and they had a conversation in the car.
That's not what I said at all. That's exactly what
I was going to say. The exact same scene.
Oh, he said that.
Thanks for joining us here. At the end of the podcast.
Can we not have the?
Y'all can't have the same scene. We are giving you a hard time because you weren't paying attention.
That was a great scene between both actors. They both did a great job, and it was telling about the sides of just how they're thinking about the game differently.
Yep.
And the cop knowing that Franklin is going to fail in the end.
That's a fact.
So he knows how the story ends.
Yeah, and Franklin doesn't realize that because he's getting and this episode shows where Franklin gets cocky.
Right.
So, and
there was no pre-production for this, and this is going to seem crazy, but mine is...
It's the same one?
Mine is the direct opposite of y'all's when Franklin's mom was asking him what was wrong. And he was like, "Oh, you know, it's Reed. I don't really know if he said he was or he wasn't." Franklin mama basically tell him, "Look, you told me you had this. You supposed to have this, and like you got to make sure that everybody's good. That's the only reason that I signed up for this." And I feel like that hit home for Franklin, and that's also what motivated him to be on his P's and Q's. When Avi came, that motivates him daily, and his mom was there to remind him, like, "Look, this is a dangerous game that we in, and I know you have your mishaps or whatnot, but you need to let me know and everybody else around you know if you can't handle it, and we need to do something else." I think that was a dope-ass scene.
How do we feel about his mama being involved in the business, though?
It was inevitable.
I mean, I would prefer her doing this than working slumlord for that white dude.
This is why she's a million percent with you.
Like, if it's going to work for dude or working with Franklin and possibly going to jail, she could take a risk.
Well, the thing is, In season two, she knew. Once he did that jail bid, she knew it was really no turning back. So it was either I'm going to help him or I'm just not going to be a part of it.
I'm going to watch him get out.
Or he can be over. Yeah,
I think it's also kind of leading back to my favorite scene that I said in the car. Do y'all think it's interesting that Franklin seems to not be aware of or not care the damage that because he's seeing what the crack is doing firsthand. As a matter of fact, when he got out of the cop car, there was somebody hitting the pipe.
It's a good conversation to bring up late in the podcast. Maybe we can hit on this on the next three episodes, but I do.
Because he seems like a good kid.
I was going to say, the perspective that you get, whether it's on TV or you're talking to drug dealers, is usually this. If I'm not selling it to them, they're going to buy it anyway. I ain't got to be the nigga selling the crack to a bitch that's pregnant, but I know she's going to go up the street and get it. You know what I'm saying? So
you've been done this before.
What I am saying is how people make it right in their mind when you're Franklin is, at least I'm getting money from this as to where it's going to happen anyway. And I think that's how you sleep at night. When he told dude, "I sleep like a baby."
Right.
It's like, because before I used to watch my mom come in here struggling, crying, and now she's counting $1 million stacks at the table.
Yeah.
So I feel like that he's saying like, I could be on the other end of this. So I feel like that's how he deal with it.
Like a baby. And then he got his LA accent down pat.
Yeah, that's cold.
One of my favorite, not to deviate from the topic, but my favorite scene when he was in jail and after they beat him up and they thought he was going to do it the second time, he walked up to him, he said, "Your little sister, your mama." You know what I'm saying?
That shit was hard.
I rewound that shit like three times, bro. I was like, that shit hard as fuck.
But you know who his vocal coach is?
Who was it?
Dub C.
From West Side. Oh, really?
He said that on Breakfast Club.
That's hard.
John Singleton said that.
Took him out there and had him walking around with Dub C in the hood. Took him all of that before he gave him the role.
Oh, that's hard. Because he had that shit down packed like your mom.
Because you know he English.
Your little sister.
Did you know he had the British accent?
Oh, Idris Elba?
Tough.
Yeah.
Big dog Idris Elba, strong.
That's crazy. He's
my motherfucker coming taking all their roles. I need to go to Hollywood. Y'all got me fucked up.
Wood Harris was just talking about that on Vlad too. He sounded really salty. If y'all want to check that interview out, the British people taking the roles.
He sounded upset.
Oh man, he was hot.
He hating though.
He worked on The Wire. So, and we're going to get back to it in just a second.
He want to be Franklin, nigga?
But no, he was working on The Wire, and they asked him about Idris Elba, and he was like, yeah, Idris Elba, and then he was like McNulty, and he started going on, and you could tell that he was clearly agitated by it.
He sound like the people they used to hate when rappers used to act.
That's true. Like,
fuck out of here.
All right, so next, biggest surprises so far this season. Anything stood out to you guys that you were not expecting to happen, to hit you from left field?
Three episodes in
so far. Shit. To me, it's shooting the DAs. I thought they were going to keep that dusty bitch around for a long time.
Damn, dusty bitch.
Yeah, she's a dusty
bitch. You going in on her.
I don't like her at all. Oh,
rest
God.
In peace, Soledad.
I hate him.
Soledad.
That's her name.
Yuck.
Yeah, I don't think nobody saw that coming. I guess the biggest surprise is that they haven't revealed whether the other chick is alive or not.
Where the fuck is Lucille?
Yeah, I guess that's a surprise.
Yeah, I agree with that. And make sure what you got.
I guess my surprise is Franklin's now blatantly disrespecting his cop to get to his daughter. That's a big surprise. The first two seasons he cared about not getting caught and stuff like that. Now he has this shrewd attitude like, I don't give a damn.
And that's how you get smacked.
He didn't. What now? I'm sorry. You talking about the daughter or the cop?
No, Franklin's attitude towards the cop. Interacting with the cop's daughter like he don't care.
Well, she keep coming up to him.
No, but I'm
like,
saying.
Like, I can't. Like, his daughter wants the pipe. Like, I can't. What am I supposed to do from Franklin?
But Franklin's usually careful about it, right?
Yeah, telling him he's not.
Like, he went to the front door this time and said,
he got too much money. Now he like, fuck
like,
it.
He wasn't doing that the first two seasons.
You're right about that. He got a little bit more money, a little bit more arrogant about that.
Oh, I forgot. Another surprise.
What's that?
The lady who OD'd on heroin. I didn't think that was going to happen at all.
Yo.
Who? What happened? OD'd on heroin?
Yeah.
Claudia.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. See,
killed her early.
I thought that she must get contract negotiations. I thought that she was going to smash again because you know they used to mess around.
Clearly.
But yeah. That is a big surprise. 100% for that. So, got the surprises out the way. We got the recap out the way. Finally, we want to know where we're going with the snowcast, and then we'll wrap it up, fellas. For you guys, what do you think one of the safest bets of something to happen in the next three episodes?
If your girl is alive, she's going to show up in one of these next three.
If Lucille's alive, she's going to show up in one of the next three.
If she's
episodes.
Not in one of these next threes, then she's dead as a doorknob.
Gotcha. I agree with that. Dead I think she comes disco. Up. Episode 4 is usually when they turn up. I think it's like right there in the middle-ish, 4 or 5. It's usually one of the better episodes of all series, episode 4. I feel like she will come back and we'll get some other big major plot point too. What you got?
I think something is going to happen with that kid who kept asking to work for them.
There we go. That's one of my big predictions.
Yeah, I think something.
He's going to save Leon.
He's either going to save him or get him in trouble.
Exactly. It's one of them two.
It's one of the two. I think it might be the latter.
I think he's going to come through in the clutch for young Leon.
No, I think
Leon
he's too
said
excited,
he got heart.
Bro.
And they kind of trying to show him going with the big dude. I think it's kind of set up where Leon going to be somewhere out there by himself. Big dude going to be gone. White dude, I don't even know what the white dude's purpose in life is. But
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Other than Franklin used to live with him.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's why. Same he's idea. A suburb rich kid who can hang out.
But I do think that kid is going to help out. He's going to help out.
No, I don't think. I think he's going to fuck something up.
I do, too. I think he might be a...
Or might be a snitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's either a snitch or he fucking with Man Boy on the... It's something, bro.
Gotcha.
Because it's something that rubs me wrong right there.
He's too
eager. Eager beaver.
Yeah, that's why I think that they're trying to set it up. Me, personally, I just think that the movie trope, TV trope is they're setting this up for him to play a vital part in saving the day as opposed to ruining it.
Mm.
That's what I think. But...
My bet's on ruin it.
Okay. Biggest question that you have moving forward, three episodes in.
Are they going to give my boy Jerome any more clock? I feel like he was one of the MVPs of the first two seasons. I thought Facts. Jerome stole the show every time Facts. He was on screen. He's not really getting a lot of burn in this season. He's got a new business that
Other
they got to cover to join. Yeah, he just...
Yeah, that's how he got a business.
I mean, but they haven't given him much look.
He was very vital in Franklin's upcoming.
That's what I'm saying. He's cold.
Franklin was weed for him, and he did a good job getting Franklin out of a couple of situations. I want him to play a bigger part. But I think dude is a great actor. His name is
Amin Joseph.
Amin Joseph does great in that part.
I agree.
Him and Auntie are a great pairing.
Yeah, Auntie does a fantastic job.
I love her.
She's killing it.
Any questions for you moving forward for the next three episodes to the next time we do this M Extra?
Yes, I still have so many questions about the Lucille whole saga with her and her mom, because it's like I don't have a full grasp of what's happening with that. I know like the tentative what they said about her trying to get the what's his name?
The Gustavo?
Gustavo, mm-hmm. yeah. About him trying to move locations and all of that. I just don't know where they're trying to take it.
It's not clear.
It's not clear at all.
It's not clear at all.
And maybe it's not supposed to be clear right now. I hope not, because I don't know either.
Nah.
So unless they're doing a really poor job
of explaining what's going
on. Of that storyline, or we're not supposed to know at this point.
And so maybe it'll come out after he shoots her. He maybe have more directive in there. All right. So what we're going to do here is give an outside the box prediction, and then we're going to tell the people who need to step it up, and then we're going to tell them where they can find this podcast and the rest of them that they come. So,
well,
outside the box prediction.
A whole lot.
Shit. It's three episodes worth of material, fellas.
Jesus.
Outside the box prediction. Mine was that the kid that's trying to work with Leon and Fat Boy, Man Ass, whatever the boy name is, he's going to play a vital role as far as saving Leon. That's mine.
Oh. And see, I'm going to keep my prediction as the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a snitch. Mm-hmm. I think he's working with the police. I think that at some point in time, he's going to be tied into either the police or Man Boy, mm-hmm. and he's kind of like a mole and not necessarily going to save the day.
I got a prediction for the snitch after you get done.
My outside prediction is, I don't know if it's outside, but I just feel like Reed is going to fuck Franklin over. Something's going to happen. It's going to either dry up on him, or the war is going to be over and he got to bring people down, and he's definitely going to try to fuck Franklin.
He's going to flip
him. That's coming eventually.
Yeah.
One other outside the box prediction for guys, you guys to watch for. The police officers, some kind of way, coming in contact with Wanda. Wanda got choked out, kicked out of two crews.
Mm.
Oh,
some kind of snitch, yeah. Some kind of undercover snitch setup type shit, I feel like, coming her way. She feel like she got slighted twice.
The snitch plot line will be coming.
It's coming.
Like,
we just don't know who it is. Exactly. My bet is it's going to be Wanda.
It's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, 100%.
Wanda sounds like a snitch.
It sounds like a snitch. A crack smoker.
A junkie snitch.
That's what it sounds like.
That's a perfect name.
All right, so we're going to get out of here on who you guys want to step it up.
And that's what I said, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Jerome, it has to be Jerome.
He need to play a bigger role.
And I know it's only three episodes, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't know exactly how many are going to be in this season.
Yeah.
But they got to give him some more burn, especially with the whole store plot line. I think that's a dope plot line. They need to run with
something
that.
Something could go with it. Especially with the chick robbing it and getting killed behind
that's
it.
That's what I'm
something
saying.
Something he could have been involved in. What you got, Emesha?
Who needs to step it up? Oh no, that's a great question. I think I just have to go with Leon.
You want him?
Leon to just.
He been shaking the dope, bro.
You want him to be less muscle, more brain?
Yeah, you got to use his brain more. That's all. I mean, I know it's not in his character, but I would like to see that out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, Franklin as a leader should, try to install that in him, instill that in him, excuse me.
One of the people that I feel like, we haven't seen this person but once this season, which really, he played such a vital role when Franklin was in jail. Franklin's dead. Like, this is a key fucking time for him to be there, especially he's off the bottle. Franklin need kind of somebody like to bounce stuff off of. It's his dad. Leon is his.
They never had that relationship, though.
This is the time to work on it, where he really, like, he can benefit from being sober and his son having a thriving business, and kind of not necessarily give him advice, but as men, we all know just having someone to bounce stuff off of sometimes is great for you. That's not your wife, that's not a peer, just somebody that's older and has more perspective on life in general. Mm-hmm. Franklin dad got to come somewhere and do something.
The only time I seen Franklin dad was when he was about to fight the cop.
Well, no, he said he was at
on the porch. Remember?
There. And I don't like him just being in the cut like that. Like, he needs to play more active role.
That was
like you just sitting on the porch.
And
even I just feel like that there's more to be done with that character, and it could be a really dope role if he were there to be kind of like a consigliere to Franklin as far as advising him.
Hey, good luck with that shit. That's not happening.
Yeah, and I want to see more of his mom too. Type of what role she can play, because again, she had the whack ass job last two seasons, and now she went from like kicking him out the house and not even letting him in to being the damn accountant. So
now I'm counting the money, making sure everything right.
Yeah, buying houses and looking at homes and shit.
Do y'all stare at her mole when she on camera?
Still what?
Do y'all stare at her mole
Yes. I've been doing that since The Wire.
Since The Wire?
Yes.
She was on
100%.
The Wire?
She was a drug dealer mama on The Wire.
Yeah, she was Avon's sister.
She typecast, dude.
Tough.
She I forgot you haven't seen The Wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we do that, he'd have to watch that. Yeah.
What did the father play on? Why he look for me? It was a dead president. What did he play on?
He played a singer in something. I can't remember.
If he ain't had a role since Dead Presidents.
We'll touch back with you guys. Y'all let us know in the notes, man. We appreciate you guys joining us for Snow School this week.
I don't know, what are you grading it, man? It's called Snow School.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
So far.
Yes, we got to get a grade. So far, man, I'm giving it a B+.
Oh. What's that? I know he played in.
What?
Paid in Full.
Show was.
He was a nigga. Yeah, he was a nigga.
The
who,
nigga, Kurt, who, Kurt Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, who shot
He was Kermit the Frog.
Who shot Ace.
And Paid in Full. The sister boyfriend.
Damn. Yeah, that's him.
He just looked like an old man.
Yeah, he just looked old.
I can see the Kermit the Frog glasses on. Because it was this Kermit the Frog looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Ain't no way that's him, bro.
That's him.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, Kevin Carroll.
Wow.
That's funny. All right, so we're going to grade it. First three episodes, I go with B-. The reason I go with B-, it wasn't perfect. Because I want to know where Lucia is, and I feel like they could have gave us some more insight, and then the Reed storyline is average at best right now. So I'm going B-. What you got, AB?
Yeah, I'm going to go a solid B. Again, listen, man, the writing, the acting, the cinematography, the visuals, that's all above par. It's just a couple of nitpicking things that I have with the season, coming off a little too Hollywood at times, a little too cartoonish. But I do think overall the series is right on par to be fired like it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give it a B+.
Okay.
And just because, like I said, my drawbacks would be the storyline with Lucia's mother and Gustavo. They need to bring that full circle. But yeah, everything else I've been pretty pleased with. I think they're doing a great job this season of setting up.
Yeah.
What's going to transpire.
Slow burn is great.
What's going to transpire, later down the line. So I'm looking forward to it.
B-. So B's all across the board. So there's room for improvement, but still good.
Absolutely.
So we like that. At Snow School, what we're going to do is what we did this time. We're going to go over the episodes three packs at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Next time we join y'all will be after the 6th episode. Usually this will be in your feed the day before the next Snowfall series airs. Like I said, it's not a recap podcast. We just would give you context and conversation around the podcast for you to listen to, kind of refresh your memory going into the next episode. See you guys after the next 3 episodes. This was Snow School. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown.
I am your boy M Extra.
And this has been a production of Realville Media.
All of it.
Way more chemical than political. PTSD from what I wait on the digital. It was Snowfall and Reagan gave me the visual. Obama opened his doors knowing I was a criminal.